I'm joined by Louisa County Conservation Director Katie Hammond. Katie is joining me today. We're going to talk about Toolsboro, the National Historic Landmark Museum, now open. And we'll talk a little bit about that because we've been chatting with Len Arts McComb, who's a naturalist, about the fact that it is, you know, the museum itself has not been open. So we're going to find out what's inside and what else you can see. But you have had, there have been some events. It's kind of gradually been a process. Katie, good morning to you today.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me this morning.
It's been a long process, hasn't it? Just gradually kind of slowly reopening. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We're trying to do whatever we can to help protect our staff and the public who comes to visit. So we've put a lot of thought into how we're able to have people come inside the museum and be safe and, you know, not to put anyone at risk.
All right. So what are the requirements? You've got mask wearing is required. Is that right?
That's correct. We're definitely requiring our staff to wear masks. We're encouraging and asking the public to wear masks as they come in. We're going to have hand sanitizer there by the door so that you can sanitize upon entering, sanitize it again upon exiting. Another strategy that we're going to use is we're only going to allow one, I'm going to call it a family group, to come inside the museum at a time. It's not a really large museum, so we don't feel like that will be an issue, but we'll just ask other groups to stay outside as one group goes through the museum. The other group can enjoy the outside exhibits and take a view of the mounds that are there, and then they can switch.
All right. Now, what is inside the museum? Can you give us sort of a virtual tour?
Sure, I would love to do that. So the museum is basically interpreting the woodland people that were here about 2,000 years ago. So it would be 100 BC to AD 3000. And there's just kind of a look into their life. They did not write things down, so we have to look at what they left behind to learn about what their life was like. So we know that they hunted with spears using atlatls. So an atlatl is like a extra stick that helps you to throw the spear further. If anyone has a chucket for their dog to throw a tennis ball, it's kind of the same technology that you know, was invented years ago. They did make arrowheads and spear points. Their houses were made out of reeds, grasses, and covered with animal hides in the winter. And so you can, you know, see examples of what their houses would look like in the dioramas. You can see examples of, you know, some of their technology out there. Another really interesting thing is, you know, we don't know how, what they did. And so as they researched the Native people that lived here, they found stuff from as far away as the Gulf of Mexico and the Rocky Mountains. So there's things like shells and obsidian and copper, turquoise, things that were not from here. And so there's a big display map showing how far the people traveled to trade and stuff like that with various other tribes to get stuff to make things out of.
Now, did they have metal? What kind of metal did they have if they had metal?
Materials, I was saying. No, I don't think they had a lot of metal back then. It was more more like shells, obsidian. There's, you know, that they would make different kinds of tools out of, or that they would make pottery out of. They would get different kinds of dirt and you know, of course, use clay from here. And so there's just a lot of really unique stuff. A lot of their things were more made out of rock than metal.
But you said they traveled. Obviously, the stuff that they had, they did have to travel some great distances. Is that right?
Yeah, so their range extended, you know, like I said, basically this far eastern side. And so they couldn't really get across the Missouri River very easily. And so it tends to be like the Missouri River over to the Appalachian Mountains, which was probably another pretty good obstacle, and then the Great Lakes down to the Gulf of Mexico. And so that was a pretty large area that they would trade with people from. And so this area was called the Havana Hopewell. So Hopewell is actually a term that describes the mound builders. So different people have different traditions for their dead. And so this group of people buried their dead in mounds.
Did they use animals, or I don't know, horses or wild horses or anything? I mean, did they do anything like that, utilize them for transportation?
Once they had them, I'm sure that they would, and they probably made some sorts of, you know, canoes and things like that out of trees and stuff. So, but yeah, I mean, no cars or planes or buses, you know, that's a lot of life was about surviving and, you know, and getting around more than, you know, like today, technology and computers and all that stuff.
Now, the mounds themselves, we were talking about effigy mounds versus, which is up north, versus the mounds at Toolsboro. They really are very different things, aren't they?
Yeah, they're different things. They're made by a different group of people that had different traditions. And so effigy is kind of a name that means giving shape of an animal. And so the mounds here are all round or kind of conical. Up at effigy mounds, they're shaped like animals, and so it's a different thing. Mounds also meant different things to different people. So the mounds here at Toolsboro did have the remains of one to more people in them. Some of the mounds don't have remains in them.
And so, and there was material. This goes back, you know, back in when they you aren't disrupting the mounds anymore, but they did archaeology, you know, basically diggings into the mounds, didn't they, years and many years ago?
Yeah, several years back, and that's how they've kind of learned about how the people lived, and so they know from going into some of that stuff that they had, you know, gardens full of squash, tobacco. They grew crops. They had, you know, a pretty complex tradition for burying people. They would go all the way down to the river to bring, you know, some of the dirt that they would use for the mounds. And today we don't do that anymore. We don't like to, you know, dig into the mounds because that's someone's burial area. And so they use a technology called LIDAR. It's a light detection and ranging. And so it allows them to send light into the ground. And then they can figure out what's down there or differences in the reflection down there and help to learn about it that way. So it's less invasive of a process.
What are your now you are open. The museum is open, I guess, with the restrictions. But what are your hours that you have?
Okay, great. Before I tell you that, too, I got to tell you about one of the most interesting things that they have at Toolsboro is the effigy pipe. So these are pipes shaped like animals. And it, you know, was definitely a thing that happened at Toolsboro, and they have different shapes of animals that lived here in the Mississippi River Valley, and so that's really kind of a unique thing. The other thing I should mention is all of the actual artifacts are curated at the Putnam Museum up in Davenport, so the artifacts that are at the Toolsboro Museum are replicas.
Okay.
So we encourage people to come to our museum, and then if they want to see the actual, they'll have to go to the Putnam, and so they're a little bit better protected there. They have, you know, better control of temperatures and light and those sorts of things to protect the artifacts.
Okay.
So our hours will be open through Labor Day weekend. The hours are Wednesday through Sunday, so we're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays, and the hours of operation are 12:30 to 4:30 p.m., and then after Labor Day through the end of October, so October 31st, we're open just Saturdays only.
Okay. I see 12:30 to 4:30. And again, the museum, where exactly is the Toolsboro Mounds and Museum?
Okay, so the museum is about 6 or 7 miles east of the city of Wapello. So from Wapello, you'll take County Road 99 east of town. And then also at the site of the Toolsboro Museum is a Civil War memorial that's from the 6 Littleton brothers, thought to be the largest casualty from any one family during the Civil War. And so that's in the, it's right there just across the street on the same property almost.
All right, lots of stuff to see. The Toolsboro National Historic Landmark Museum now open. And Katie Hammond, thank you so much for giving us a virtual tour. We'll hopefully have the opportunity, more people will have the opportunity to actually go through and see what we were talking about. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.